You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, my name is Rebecca Jo Malmstrom. I'm the prop shopper buyer at the Guthrie Theater, and I'm also a filmmaker with We'll Fix It in Post Productions. I saw Her's a Queen at Red Eye Theater. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. The name of the show is Her's a Queen. Not She's a Queen, Her's a Queen. It was part concert, part dance party, part cuddle pit. The show is about our obsession with fame, our relationship to the media, and how YouTube and the paparazzi have turned celebrity inside out, specifically dealing with Britney Spears. A lot of the lines of the play are actually taken from things that she actually said in response to questions that paparazzi had. And so it sort of is this meta commentary on them creating the story by harassing her into her very famous meltdown. This is a very important show because it's the last show that's put on by the founding members, Steve Busa and Miriam Must. Miriam is also the central character in this show. Her's a Queen runs through this Sunday, September 29th, at Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Sarah Larson, and I am a musician in the Nightingale Trio. Have you ever been to an art installation in a parking ramp? This weekend, Anicca Arts is presenting the Parking Ramp Project. It's a fully choreographed performance art piece about transience and migration. If you think about a parking ramp, it's a space that we don't ever ground ourselves in or ever really occupy. We just move through. So the piece is exploring how we're also creating our own lives in places we find ourselves moving to by our own choice or by the forces of the world around us. Pramila Vasudevan, who's the choreographer of the piece, created it thinking about this contrast between the space that would be a temple in India versus a parking ramp here. A temple is full of meaning, and it takes up this huge place in people's hearts and their life experience. And a parking ramp takes no time to build. It almost has no cultural significance for us. It's full of the profane, and it's just a practical space. So why do we spend so much time in these profane nothing spaces that are parking ramps, and how can we transform them? The Parking Ramp Project takes place this weekend on Saturday and Sunday with three performances each night at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30 at the Parking Ramp at 8171 30th Avenue South in Bloomington.
Hi, I'm John Sievers, a trombonist and bandleader for the Deceivers Jazz Group and the founder and organizer of the Rochester City Jazz Fest. I'm really excited about the Rochester's Hiding Artists Tour, and it's kind of like a big art venture that's spread out all over Rochester, and what happens is artists open up their home studios to show what sort of art they're working on and what it takes to make that art. So there'll be everything from mosaic artists to spray paint artists to fiber artists. Some of them actually have like hands-on activities that you can do. There's also some art studios in town and art galleries that are opening their doors. There's going to be more than 30 artists spread out all over the city. And there's a map to kind of find all the locations. So it's kind of like a cross between hide-and-go-seek and treasure hunt, but with art as the goal. This Saturday and Sunday, the Rochester's Hiding Artist Tour is taking place from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.